This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. His name is Craig Cervantes, and he is a U.S. Air Force veteran. He has a background in aviation and firearms. He loves to shoot. And he has experience in engineering on aircraft and machining parts and tools. And as a result of that experience, he formed a company that has a unique invention and a process to change the primer system on steel and other Burdan primed cartridges into being able to accept the standard conventional available here in the States, the Boxer primers. Welcome, Craig Cervantes.
Glad to be on your show.
Do we have Craig? Yeah, hey, Craig, it's great to hear your voice. And yes, I can, and we can. Craig, I called you. I placed the call to you to discuss reloading and to ask you if you would be interested in joining our faculty to teach our broadcast classroom at USA Prepares about reloading. And you graciously accepted that position, and I'm glad to have you here. And by the way, class, no one gets paid here. Nobody. Craig doesn't. I don't. We are all volunteers bringing information that we think is important. And I think with what's happening and what those people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and their associates are doing, and they're trying to limit our ability to defend ourselves, this is one more area that I think we need to talk about and we need to learn about, we need to pursue, and we need to get the equipment in order to do this. So we're going to talk about how to reload our own ammunition today in this broadcast classroom. And this is classroom number, class 101. There'll be 102, 103, and so forth. So this is the beginning. And so, Craig, let's talk about something that's kind of important. We'll start out with cartridges. Now, cartridges have several components. There's the case. You know, we might identify that as the brass case. And then there's a primer that's inserted at the base of the case. And there's a powder that explodes, and then there's, or burns, and then there's the bullet or the projectile that goes flying out. Now, some people call cartridges bullets. They're not. Bullet is the part that goes flying out the barrel. Okay? And so the complete assembly would be called a cartridge. Craig, can you tell us the different kinds of cases? Let's start with what are the different types and what are the materials they're made of, so we can have a mental picture before we get into how to actually reload.
Well, you have a few different basic shapes. You have what you would consider like a straight wall, which many of the pistol cartridges have. There's no taper to it. It's straight down. You see it everything from the old Western cartridges, from the old 45s to 45-70s, and you still see it carried over to nowadays, 357s, 44 Magnums, 38s. So that is a very basic cartridge. And then you go into a little bit more complex, which cartridges have a bottleneck. And the reason for the bottleneck is that they're actually able to pack a lot more powder behind the bullet and use a relatively smaller bullet, which gives you the bottleneck effect. And that actually gives you a higher velocity coming out of the barrel without having to throw such a huge amount of lead out that would normally match the cartridge, such as older cartridges, 45, 70s, 45 long colts, and things along those lines. So those are the basic shapes. They also come in a variety of different materials that they've made the cartridges. The very first ones, of course, were made from brass. And the reason they make it brass is very malleable in its raw state. Things can be formed fairly easily with them. And that's been pretty much the traditional. Later on, as cartridges evolved, especially when it comes to like battlefield cartridges where it's basically almost a disposable in the battlefield, nobody's picking up cartridges. You have a lot of the Soviet, ex-Soviet bloc states, and many other countries started just making the cartridges out of steel, which is a phenomenal material to make it out of if you want durability out of your cartridges. But the problem with those cartridges is most of them were made in a Berdan configuration, which I'll go into those primer types here. The other type is materials. Is you see some made out of aluminum, and those are basically a disposable cartridge. And you're even seeing some new modern ones that people are trying to actually make new cartridges out of a polymer with basically a brass base, which they've had mixed success with those, but it's never been as good as the traditional cartridges.
Okay, so when we look at the cases, you know, I happen to I've read that the steel cases are a little rougher on some of the chambers than the brass, and some rifles are perfectly acceptable or can perfectly and easily handle the steel cases. Can you talk about that for just a minute?
Yes, I can definitely elaborate upon that. There's been a lot of people that have been concerned about steel cases damaging their rifles and so on and so forth, which is shown to be absolutely debunked. The cartridge itself is not going to damage the chamber of a rifle. For the simple fact that the steel cases are made from a softer steel. It hasn't been heat treated such as the barrel. The barrel is going to be a much, much stiffer and much harder of a steel. And the example I can give you that is you can take a hardened steel drill bit and you can drill it into a very soft steel very easily, and one gives way to the other very easily. So that's one of the main differences. That you see a lot of studies that are people have gone out and done a shooting experiment where they've shot steel cartridges. And the view that people get is, oh, the steel cartridges could ruin a barrel. Well, it's not the cartridge per se. What they've shown is that it's actually the projectile from a lot of the surplus ammo and a lot of some of the ammo that's made overseas, which is a good majority of it, have inside of a steel core. There is a small bit of lead that is on the outside of that to give it a little bit more weight. And then there's another small layer of a soft steel. And that is made for basically for penetration into a target, goes through sandbags a little bit easier. It's not what you would call by any means a true armor-piercing round, but it does have what they would call a penetrator core. Those are what they have shown is that actual bullet, not the cartridge, has. If you're shooting, 20,000 rounds through a barrel, it begins to wear out the barrel itself. And a lot of that is also taken into how fast it's being shot. Has the barrel had a chance to cool off? In many cases like that is what the problem has been. So it's not been through the actual casing itself that's caused any of those problems with it, but it's actually the bullet. And when you're reloading, I have never seen other than bullets have been pulled apart to actually find any kind of bolt that's going to have any kind of a small steel casing around it. So it's kind of a new point unless you're shooting bulk ammo, such as Wolf and some of these other ones that are come from the European countries. Those ones will usually have that same type of a bullet.
Now, when you talked about the barrel getting hot, back in World War I, there were machine guns that were manufactured that had water-cooled barrels. Literally, there was a water chamber around the barrel to keep the barrel cool. And then at other times, barrels had to be changed on machine guns, every few minutes because they got so hot. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. You see a lot of the Germans, German guns, the MG-34, which was their heavy barrel, which was the medium machine gun. You'll see a lot of it being used in all the different war movies. But you also, which is kind of ironic with Star Wars that comes out, if you ever look at the old Stormtroopers and you look at the big, long gun that they have, it's actually an MG-34 that they have and they're carrying around, or an MG-42, which is basically almost the same design. But that machine gun actually had a spare barrel, and then the gunner could actually take very quickly with a lever, pop that barrel off and put a new barrel on, and therefore the old barrel could cool off and they could continue to fire without wearing out their barrels. But like you were saying, some of the American guns that were fielded basically at the end of World War I, all the way up into World War II, had a jacket, and you used to find that on the 30 caliber machine guns, and it looks like that big old honking thing, and then next to it looks like an old gas can that would sit down next to it. But that actually kept the barrels from wearing out for the most part, but it was very bulky to carry.
Now, in our case, when we're going to be reloading, do we have to worry, in most cases, about overheating our barrels? Is that something that we're just not going to experience?
No, you're not going to encounter that unless you have a full auto, which, you know, most people don't have, never even have access to. And most people that do have that aren't reloading their ammunition because they're going through it so fast, they're not going to be reloading. Reloading comes more for the people such as yourself, myself, and all the others that really want to either, A, save money, or they're loading for other reasons. They're loading for accuracy, or they're loading because they cannot find the ammunition that they're looking for in an appropriate power charge or an appropriate projectiles they're looking for. So it really kind of depends on what you're loading for as to what you're going to be doing with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Craig, as we continue this broadcast, I can tell you one of the best things about reloading your own ammunition. Once you go through this process and you actually make your own reloads, you are going to be very, very careful about how you squeeze that trigger. You're going to make sure every shot counts because you're going to remember how long it took put together 50 or 100 rounds. And that's really important to make sure that you're careful with your ammunition. And going forward, you're absolutely right. I am concerned about the ongoing availability of ammunition. I really am looking toward the future. I don't think we're going to have the availability. That's just my opinion that we've enjoyed in the 1950s and 1960s. So when we come back, let's talk about the types of bullets, from casting lead bullets, how to do it, and jacketed bullets, and the actual projectiles, and then we'll talk about the powders, and we'll talk about the primers, and how to inspect the cases, and resizing, and those kinds of things, and what we need to do to actually, and the equipment that we ought to consider for reloading. Craig Cervantes is with us. Russian Reloads. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What what happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Craig Cervantes is with us, and he's with RussianReloads.com. RussianReloads.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com, under instructors, on the instructors tab. Craig, so we've talked about the cases, and there's steel, brass, nickel, aluminum, and some polymer with brass bases. If we want to reload, where can we get cases?
Well, there's a few places you can get them. You can shoot whatever you're shooting, pick up your cases, and reload those. And now you can actually, like I said, reload the Burdan primers, where most of the Burdan primed. Actually, I should just kind of describe what the actual primer is, difference, because that's actually a very important part when it comes to reloading. There's actually two different types of primers. Most people, from the outside, you can't tell necessarily by looking at it if it's going to be a Burdan, if it's going to be a standard primer. But after the casing is fired, if you look down the neck of the cartridge, you're going to see one of two things. If it's a steel cartridge or an old military cartridge, there's probably a good chance that you're going to look down inside of it, and you're going to see what looks like a small little lump that's backwards, and you're going to see two little small holes right next to that. That is a Burdan primer. Now, the Burdan primers are primarily made in Europe, which would have been any of the former Soviet bloc weapons, AK-47s, AK-74s, Mosin Nagants, as well as there's a lot of 8mm and a lot of just about any of the military cartridges that were made in bulk for military systems, including old lever rifles, as you know, all the way up to modern rifles. Now, those cartridges are not traditionally reloaded because of the fact that the reloading systems rely on an ability to take out the old primer, which most loading systems have a very small pin that goes down to the very center of the cartridge and pushes the old primer out. Well, with the Berdan primer, because it has two flash holes instead of the one centered one, if you try to run the same die down there, that pin that would normally push out that primer will bust, and you're not being able to get out that primer. So to actually reload a Berdan primer traditionally, you actually have to gouge out the old primer from the outside, which is a very time-consuming method. And lots of times you end up damaging the cartridge where you can't even reload it. At that point, it would be like a standard. You put the new primer, if you could find one, which they are virtually impossible to find in the United States. And I have some people say, well, I got 1,000 of them. And I tell them, good luck. Put them away because you're probably never going to get any more again. Because traditionally, they don't make them for reloading the Berdan cartridges. Now, the other type is the boxer primer, which is traditionally used in most of the Western gun manufacturers, and as well as many of them in European now. And the difference between those and the other primers is that these ones are able to be removed really rapidly through a standard reloading system. It goes straight through the center flash hole and pushes out the little inner part. And if any of you want to get a better visualization of what it actually looks like up close, on my website, www.russianreloads.com, if you go to the website and you look at the very top, and you actually see it as a tutorial, it says up at the top, tutorials. If you click on that, the next step, the next block down is, it says download the instructions. On there, you'll be able to see a better visualization. It's a PDF file. A better visualization of what the inside of those cartridges look like, so you'll be able to familiarize yourself with what the different types of primers are. Now, traditionally, those cartridges were thrown away. Now, through the system I made, they're reloadable. Simple system. But that's the main difference between what they were traditionally saying, non-reloadable and reloadable. And there were certain cartridges that were never made in any kind of a reloadable fashion. And one of them that comes to mind, not only 22s, but those are pretty much throwaway anyway. But the other one was for the Soviets came out with the AK-74 in 1974, basically, is when it was released. And that actually uses comparable bullet casing to the American .223 or the 5.56 by 4.5. And that cartridge was only made in steel. And that cartridge for the 5.45 by 3.9 was never made in any kind of brass or any kind of reloadable. So even though that it had a primer system, was not a rimfire, it still could not be reloaded until now, which has been a boon for many loaders that wanted to reload that rifle that could not reload it before because of the types of the primer systems. So those are the two main things that you want to look for in your cartridges. The brass cartridges, just because it's brass also.
Craig, hold that thought. Yes. We're going into a break, and we'll talk about the brass cartridges when we come back, and we'll talk about the tools that we need to make this happen.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Craig Cervantes is with us, and he's with RussianReloads.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares. On the instructors tab. Craig, we're talking about reloading. Now, the problem is that some of these great cartridges have never been designed to be reloaded. They're just military cartridges, shoot them and just keep on shooting and keep on going. But the rest of us, want to pick up the cartridges, pick up the cases, the spent cases, and reload some of them, like for the AK-47, the AK-74, and so forth. So, what can we get into the kinds of, let's talk about the bullets, and then let's talk about the powders, and then let's talk about the equipment.
Okay. Well, bullets are basically, there's a few different types. Traditionally, old-style bullets were made out of cast lead, which the old ball and powders, it was all lead bullet. And the reason for the lead, actually, is not only that it's a heavy metal that has some weight to it, but it also will conform to the barrel, to the rifling in the barrel, to give it a much a more of a bite to get the bullet spinning for its stability factor. Traditionally, lead was shot out of a rifle or a gun that did not reach as really high velocities. In other words, usually be under 1,500 feet per second. Anything above that starts to basically cause a melting of the lead as it's running out of the barrel, which is basically through friction. And that over time can eventually start what they call leading your barrel, which can cause accuracy problems. And things along those lines. Traditionally, those have been kept more in handguns and, some lever action rifles, 30-30s, and down below of those types. The next type is what you would call a jacketed bullet. Now, the jacketed bullets came into play basically at the turn of the century, before the turn of the century, with a lot of the military rifles who were looking for higher velocities to reach out farther. Rifles come into mind are the 30-40 Krag, the Mosin Nagant, the Mausers. Many of those wanted a higher velocity bullet. And the only way they could achieve those is by taking the same lead core and putting a fine coating, or not even a coating, but an actual swaged-on piece of brass over it, copper over it, which allows the rifling of the barrel to still grab into the copper, because copper is relatively soft, but it also does not burn up and melt in the barrel like lead does. And you can also get a much higher velocity, and that bullet can actually spin at a higher RPM as it's leaving the barrel without it falling apart. So those are the main reasons. And then, of course, between there, a lot of people use it for hunting. When you have everything what they call the full metal jacket, which is basically the jacket that encompasses the entire lead bullet. And then you have hollow points, which are basically made for hunting and hitting targets where you need a rapid expansion and not having a bullet fly all the way through the target. So those are your basic ones that you have there.
All right. And so, and one other thing is, if you really try to have a lot of pressure coming out of that cartridge, and you use just lead, the lead can actually come apart. So that's why, another reason why some projectiles or bullets are jacketed. So it holds the lead together to its final destination. So let's talk about the kind of powders then. Can you just buy one kind of powder? Will gunpowder work? Or are there different powders for pistols and large pistols and small pistols and large rifles and small rifles?
Oh, there's so many.
Or is there just one powder?
Traditionally, starting out back when gunpowder, which is basically a combination of sulfur, saltpeter, and charcoal, that was traditional gunpowder. And that was basically controlled by the size of the grain as to how fast the powder would burn. Now, that powder is actually considered, quote-unquote, an explosive because it doesn't burn. It rapidly ignites with more of an explosive effect than a pushing effect. So those types of powders are also very dirty on the barrel. You find a lot of old barrels that were never cleaned properly that end up with a lot of pitting and corrosion in the barrels, and that's from when that's fired, the saltpeter or potassium nitrate leaves a salt residue behind. Now, it also made a big flash of smoke as well, too, which for military applications they did not like because it shows exactly where everybody is, and if you ever see old pictures of reenactors, and you see after they shot a couple of rounds, you see the whole battlefield is clouded with smoke. Well, the modern powders use more of a nitroglycerin base or a nitro base, which is actually burns much cleaner, but it also does not necessarily explode, but it burns. Now, there's different types of powders, from fast powders to slow powders, depending on what you're shooting. Traditionally, small pistols or pistol cartridges are using a faster powder. And the reason for it is you don't have, but you know, a 6-inch barrel for the powder to burn. All that powder has to be burnt up before it's exiting in 3 to 4 to 6 inches. So it almost has to be almost an explosive popping effect to get the bullet up to a high velocity very fast. Now, rifles, because you have a longer barrel, acts more like, I guess you could say the example would be, if you have a spitball, let's just say a spitball, and you take a straw that's 4 inches long, and you're trying to shoot that spitball across the room, you have to blow very fast and very abruptly to get that out of the, out of that little small little tube. Now, if you take the same tube that's a 2-foot long tube, same diameter, and you shoot the same spitball, you'll notice you with one good long push, you'll get it to a much higher velocity and it'll fly farther across the room. And that's an easy way to explain what the fast powders and the slow powders do. Slow powders are traditionally used for rifles, and the slower the powder is traditionally the larger the cartridge. You use a large powder. It gives you much more powder to burn up at the same velocity down the barrel as compared to a short barrel that you have to get that up to the speed very, very fast. So those are the basic differences between the powders.
So, Craig, I've been to many gun shows, and I've talked to guys that sell reloading powders, and they have like 50 different types of powder. So in order to find the right powder, there are charts for this, the type of projectile you're going to use, the weight of the projectile, and, of course, the caliber. You need to look at these charts to find out exactly which is the right powder for you. And we don't recommend using the wrong powder, right?
Correct. There's always new powders that are coming out. I'll use the Mosin Nagant. That's one of my favorite cartridges. I'll use that for an example. There's new powders that come out that there may not be any loading data on it. But usually there's charts that come out from the companies that will tell you the approximate, and you can find them online, of the very fast powders to the very slowest powders. You can generally take, and if it's a powder that falls within a range of 2 or 3 of the other powders, it's usually going to be basically the speed of the powder. Is it a fast-burning or slower-burning powder? From there, you can kind of make adjustments once you're familiar with reloading, and I do not suggest this at all for a beginner. Stick to your manuals. Stick to your books. But there are cases, you know, like there's a new Enduron powder that I absolutely love that I use for it. There was no reloading data for the Mosin Nagant. But based upon experience, you find out that it was an equivalent almost to another powder that was out there that was traditionally being used. And it was almost identical in the burning characteristics of that powder. So you basically could start with a load that's a diminished load. In other words, it's not fully loaded with as much powder as you're supposed to put in there, but you start off with a little bit less of a powder as a small end of that scale. From there, you can kind of, what they call building your load up. You take the round out, you fire it, you see what your accuracy is, what you're getting out of it. From there, you can, based upon your notes, you can figure out if it needs a couple more grains of powder or less grains of powder. And that's another subject we'll go into a little bit more as far as stability of the bullets and barrels and things like that. We'll go into it a little bit later on. But that's kind of what you're looking for as far as powders. You're looking for a burn range for a specific cartridge, as well as, like you were saying, the weight of the bullet is actually going to be a factor as far as if you want a faster burning or slower burning. A lighter bullet is going to use a slightly faster burning powder, and a heavier bullet is going to use a slightly slower powder. And it just, there's all the variables you need to get. So I do recommend several loading manuals. Don't just get one. Get them from several different manufacturers if you can. And if you can't, the Internet is full of all these manufacturers that have it on their websites that you can find out what powders you can use of theirs for specific calibers and what you're loading for. Again, those are starting points. You're going to want to start out at the lowest level of powder that it says to use, and take it out to the range, check it out, fire it, what your velocities are going to be, and make your changes from there.
And, Craig, Let me caution our class today. I experimented, and I wanted to have a really pleasant load for a 357 revolver. And so I was using 38 cartridges, 38 special cartridges in a 357, which is perfectly acceptable. They work just fine. And I wanted to just lighten the load a little bit, make a little bit less noise, and wake up the neighbors maybe a little slower on a Sunday morning. So I wanted less report, if you will, from the muzzle. Well, I lightened the load a little bit too much. And what happened was the projectile, the bullet, got lodged in the barrel. Now, had I squeezed off the next round, it would have been a disaster because I would have had a bullet lodged in the barrel of this 357, and the next bullet would try to push that one out, and the gun could have exploded in my hand. So what I'm saying is I have proven to myself that going way below the minimum recommendation for powder is not a good thing.
No, okay? It's not. So, that's stovepiping, and that could be very dangerous, especially if you have a semi-auto and you have one that goes inside there and you shoot the next one off, that could very easily blow up in your face.
Okay, so that's the warning, class, and it can happen, and you can hear it. You can hear the stovepipe. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like a normal cartridge going off. All right, let's talk about what equipment we need to begin this adventure into reloading. What do we need? What kind of gear?
Well, you could start from the very, very basics. Depending on what you're going to be reloading, there are loaders that are literally hand loaders that you can literally take every little aspect, weigh the powder out one by one, put it inside the cartridge, assemble your cartridge, and a small little hand lever can print it down. I don't recommend those unless you're out in the field and you're doing something.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Let's talk about that, and then let's talk about the equipment that you manufacture. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why you got your take? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, quick update. Captain John Reagan and I will be hosting Truth Frequency Radio Network from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 today. That's 2 to 4 Central Time on truthfrequencyradio.com. We'll be dissecting the news. We'll be talking about Fukushima and the spy technology. Erin Dakins, who's normally there, is on assignment today. She's fine. No worries. But she's on assignment, and John Reagan and I will be there. truthfrequencyradio.com, 2 to 4 Central Time today. And right now we're talking with Craig Cervantes, RussianReloads.com. And let me give you out his phone number, but if you could wait 5 minutes, it would be great. 505-261-5133. Craig, what equipment do we need, the basics, and what in the last few minutes we have, and what do you sell that will help us with the Russian-type ammunition, European-type ammunition?
Well, basically you're going to need a basic loader system, which comprises of pretty much a lever, has your dies, which are important. You have to have dies for your specific cartridge. And the dies usually consist of a bullet seater and a case reformer. You got to reform your cases every time you shoot them. And basically another to actually insert the primer into it. From there, you're going to need a way to measure your powder, which is by weight. So those are the very basics you need. You can go everything from a simple one-lever system, but you're going to have to change out your chucks depending on which position you're in as far as loading goes. And then they also have little bit more expensive systems that basically every time you're pulling the lever, one's reloading. I suggest if you're starting out, you start out with a very basic system so you can learn it step by step on a very basic system instead of trying to run and get a progressive loader where you're able to crank out many at a time. Start with one, learn to walk before you're going to run on that one. Now, as far as what we offer a system that is, it's a patent-pending system that allows you to basically you convert your Brevan cartridges to be able to load it with a boxer primer, which means that you're able to reload those cartridges very fast, like as if they were made of brass. Now, one of the things I want to kind of touch on, and if you go on my website, you'll also see in that same tutorial section about the materials. A lot of people think that because the steel is going to damage their dies if they try to reload a steel cartridge, which isn't true. You just basically have to use a little bit more lubricant on the cartridge itself as you're doing the resizing of it. But basically, with the system, there's also a tutorial video on it. Shows you how the process is done, as well as feel free to download the instruction manual. And it kind of gives you an outline on how to do it. It's very cost-effective. We can end up doing it with just about any of the Brevan cartridges that are out there now. And it's everything from the 223s all the way up to one of the larger ones we do is the 7.5 by 55 Swiss cartridge, which has the largest case diameter out of all those. But any of those in between there, we're able to convert over both steel and brass Brevan cartridges. So now you don't have to throw those away. And there's also many cartridges you can't readily get. 7.7 Japanese comes to mind, a lot of 8 millimeters, and there's not readily available for brass itself. And one of the things that I always have been trying to harp on people on is John Kerry signed this UN Small Arms Treaty. Of course, it's not a legally signed document, but with this administration, they really don't care about legalities. If anything happens, the next logical step on the gun grabbers are going to go after, and they realize they can't necessarily get our guns. But what they're going to go after is ammo. They're going to go after ammo that's being imported, which is a huge majority of any of the ammo for AK-47s or any of the Soviet-based designs, as well as many other cartridges, all coming in from outside the country. And if they enact this ban, the Small Arms Treaty ban, not only will it stop ammo coming in, but of course the other firearms. And that's the thing, is if you're caught without any ammo, you basically have a club, and there's not a lot of readily available cartridges for the 7.62 by 3.9 or 5.4 or the 5.4 5x9. So basically they would be taking out a huge majority of the so-called assault rifles in the United States by banning that ammunition. That is an
Craig, we are,
step, so
we're out of time. We're out of time. Craig Cervantes, RussianReloads.com, RussianReloads.com. And let me give you that number. You can start calling right now, 505-261-5133, RussianReloads.com. This was 101 in the series. Craig, thank you so much.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gratitude
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.